Last May, I spent 6 weeks in London with Honoria Fraser. Mama thought we were doing a round of sightseeing together, but I was really at Honoria Chambers in Chancery Lane every day, working away at actuarial calculations for her and helping her as well as a greenhorn could. In the evenings, we smoked and talked, and I never dreamt of going out, except for exercise. And I never enjoyed myself more in my life. I cleared all my expenses and got initiated into the business without a fee into the bargain.
But bless my heart and soul, Miss Warren, do you call that discovering art?
No, wait a bit. That wasn't the beginning. I went up to town on an invitation from some artistic people in Fitzjohn's Avenue. One of the girls was a Newnham chum. They took me to the National Gallery.
Ah.
And to the opera.
Good.
And to a concert where the band played all the evening, Beethoven and Wagner and so on. Oh, I wouldn't go through that experience again for anything you could offer me. I held out for civility's sake until the third day. And then I said plump out that I couldn't stand any more of it and I went off to Chancery Lane. Now you know the sort of perfectly splendid modern young lady I am. How do you think I shall get on with my mother?
Well, I hope...
It's not so much what you hope as what you believe that I want to know.
Well, frankly, I'm afraid your mother will be a little disappointed. Not from any shortcoming on your part, you know. I don't mean that, but... You are so different from her ideal.
Her what?
Her ideal.
Do you mean her ideal of me?
Yes.
What on earth is it like?